Mexico's president has been in office 9 months, but as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, he's still dealing with chaotic protests in the capital, intractable levels of violence, and a less favorable economic outlook than predicted.
President Enrique Peña Nieto campaigned on the promise of creating a modern and prosperous Mexico. And according to his appraisal, he's done just that.
Hoy queda claro, hemos optado por la ruta de la transformación.
Wearing the presidential sash with his trademark gelled pompadour and telegenic delivery, Peña Nieto says he's taken the country on a transformational path, demanding an arduous yes, but necessary for Mexico's prosperity. Times have been tough for Peña Nieto lately. He was forced to postpone his address by one day and move the venue to the secure grounds of the presidential residence, far away from thousands of striking teachers who've taken over the expansive square in front of the National Palace where most State of the Union speeches are given. The teachers have been dogging Peña Nieto for the past 2 weeks, bringing much of the capital's already chaotic streets to a standstill in protest of his education reform plan. They've clogged the streets, blocked access to the airport, forced the cancellation of major soccer events, and just this last weekend skirmished with riot-clad police in front of the Congress as lawmakers voted on a national testing plan to evaluate poor-performing teachers. Preschool teacher Ana Alida Vasquez, who's been camped out downtown for the past week and a half, says first Peña Nieto goes after the teachers, next will be the country's oil and other valuable resources.
La verdad es que están vendiendo nuestro territorio.
She says the truth is he's going to sell our territory to foreigners, and someone has to take a stand. Jorge Chabad, a professor at a research center in Mexico City, says Peña Nieto cannot back down now.
Basically, his whole agenda of reforms is lost. I mean, he cannot allow to lose his fight against the teachers.
Chabad says he risks looking weak just as Peña Nieto moves to introduce even tougher reforms, from revamping the tax code to opening up the state-owned oil industry to foreign investment. Peña Nieto has embarked on an aggressive reform agenda, successfully overhauling the nation's closed telecommunications industry and changing the way teachers are hired and fired long under the control of the unions. He's also nabbed some major names in the drug world, including last month's capture of the head of the ultra-violent Zeta cartel, and says he's reduced homicides by nearly 20% since taking office. But he's facing a tough economic outlook. The government recently cut growth projections by more than half to a paltry 1.8% by year's end. And there's a growing armed citizens movement in states where police are unwilling or unable to protect residents from violent organized crime gangs. Peña Nieto says he respects citizens' rights.
Pero el gobierno de la República no tolerará que nadie pretenda hacer justicia por sus propios medios.
But he said the government will not tolerate people taking the law into their own hands. Despite the challenges, Peña Nieto insists Mexico's moment as a modern and prosperous democracy is coming, a line he often repeats while traveling up and down the country.
Ahora es necesario mantener el ánimo constructivo y seguir adelante.
Now is the time to keep our spirits high and move forward, said Peña Nieto, a path the new president has found to have more bumps and complications since taking office. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.